country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. And tonight we've got a lot to bring you. With me tonight are Paul Fromm in Canada. Welcome, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much.
And George in Maryland. George, same to you.
Thank you, James.
And a really big shoe tonight, as Ed Sullivan would say. Tucker Carlson is having, as I understand it, Donald Trump will be live as we speak on Tucker Carlson. I'll bring you some of that here. I'll just bring his audio up right now just to see where we are. This is Tucker Carlson live right now.
To say about his tax returns, the wiretap controversy, which was interesting, Obamacare, and of course, the press. Watch. Mr. President, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So last night, your tax return from 2005, the first two pages appeared, and the reporter who got it, he said in his mailbox.
Okay, so that's where we are right now. That's Tucker Carlson live. So I'm going to be monitoring that, and it looks like it's an interview Tucker Carlson may have done with Donald Trump yesterday. So, but nevertheless, that's hot, hot, hot. So we'll be covering that. We'll also be covering the Dutch election today, where it appears that Geert Wilders did very well, coming in second so far, this account that I'm seeing. We'll be covering an incredible comment that Geert Wilders made yesterday. And I told you I would look it up and I would learn the Dutch of his speaking, this amazing comment, one of the great comments in the history of our movement. But I don't need to learn the Dutch. As much as I'd like to, because he, like so many Dutchmen, speaks perfect English, and he made his comments for the whole world in English. So we'll be covering that. We'll also cover Steve King. Steve King made one of the great comments in the whole history of our movement today. Paul, I don't know if you caught wind of this yet, but Steve King on Iowa radio today asked everybody to go get a copy of Camp of the Saints and read Jean Raspail's incredible prophetic novel.
Wow, that's big. I might also point out that Steve King has stuck by his comments. He did not retract, wimp out, pull back. The great comments he made on Monday, which we were talking about on Monday on the show Monday night. That we cannot build our own people with other people's babies. That, you know, that culture and race matters, and it's a matter of preserving the European founding settler people. My words, not his, but that's what he meant. And of course, he got no end of
yes. And today, Paul, your words, yes, our founding settler people. He used the phrase today. Preserving our stock.
Oh my God! I hear the jackboots crashing on cobblestones.
Well, yeah. So that was an amazing thing to use our, you know, to go a little further than just saying our culture and our way of life. Those are good. Those are great, you know, code words for our people. But our stock, that means our genetics, and that's where the rubber really meets the road.
James, so, this King phenomenon, it helps something I've been anxietying about is who's going to be the next Trump. And it's wonderful. We'll support him for as long as he's here. But eventually, either the 4 or the 8 years will come to an end. And we need, you know, another fire-breathing dragon. it's very good to see a king-like person show up out of nowhere.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
King has a lot of experience. I must say he was not on my radar, but that's my deficiency, not his. I completely agree with George. This shows a bit of depth to our movement and maybe a little bit of insurance policy for Donald Trump. I know something we worried about during the primaries was that somebody would assassinate Donald Trump. And the worry is still there, although he probably has the best protection in the world. But all it takes is one guy who gets lucky. I think perhaps there's a bit of a disincentive if you know that there's another guy in the wings.
Yes.
It won't go back just to country club Republican do-nothingism.
Yes, and this is what we needed. The next phase, the next wave of the Trump phenomenon would be people like Steve King sounding like Donald Trump coming in behind him by as large a number as possible. And so this is more encouraging news in the last 24 hours. Lou Dobbs, of course, sounding like Steve King, sounding like Donald Trump. He told Paul Ryan to resign as Speaker of the House, as a do-nothing fraud working for the other side. This was astonishing. Lou Dobbs, big, big name in the media. He's got a big salary to protect. He's got all the motives to keep quiet and play along, go along, to get along. No, not Lou Dobbs. Courageously just saying, Paul Ryan, you need to go. And so people like Lou Dobbs showing up in the media, like Tucker Carlson. Let's listen to Tucker Carlson right now. This is live right now off of Tucker Carlson's show, talking with Donald Trump.
Then you'd see him after dinner at a restaurant and the families would be out. I mean, they got along. The hatred is so incredible. And it, honestly, it's been like that for a long time. It's been like that through the Obama years. It's been like that
right, to
a large extent through the Bush years. But if we had 60 votes, perhaps we'd do it a different way. But the only way you're going to get it passed is with Republican votes, because the Democrats, no matter how bad Obamacare is, and it's the worst anybody's ever seen, it's a disaster. Obamacare is a disaster. The premiums are going up at numbers at as high as 116%. And by the way, this year will be the worst year of all. And I said the other day, they criticized me. I said, look, Obama's gone. Smart guy. He put things on. 17 is going to be the worst year because he's gone. He knew that was the year. I mean, you know, let him be out before it implodes. Obamacare is imploding. It's a disaster. And the Democrats know that. If we had the greatest health care bill ever in history, and we needed 8 votes from the Democrats to get us up to the 60 number that you would need, they wouldn't vote for it. So it's a very selfish thing. They're doing a very, very bad disservice to the country.
This bill has, as one of its centerpieces, a tax cut for investors that would primarily...
Okay, so we'll pause that.
...benefit people making over $250,000 a year.
Volume down. All right, so keeping up with that, I want to get you that Lou Dobbs quote. Let me see if I can get you the Lou Dobbs. This is... let me see if I have this up available right now.
Jesus was the hardest book for Martin Bugard.
Let's see here. Like, if I can't get this for you, Lou Dobbs, where are you when I need you? See here. Well, there's getting close. You're getting close. But I want to get that Lou Dobbs live for you, and then I want to get Geert Wilders, and let me see if I can't do that before as I search for that. Let me ask you in the audience to please call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I see we've got a first person to raise his hand out there in the audience is Joe in Indiana. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi, good evening, James, and hello, Paul. I don't know if George is there. But, James, I just wanted to be really brief and then I'll hang up because I know you got a big night. But I'm calling because I wanted to relay some information to you and everybody. If you have Facebook capability, and maybe you can check it and then give the other information out to everybody, there's a group called Nigel Farage Appreciation Group, and he has a radio program called LBC, you know, L B as in Bravo, C as in Cat. And today, he interviewed Marine Le Pen for 40 minutes. And James and George and Paul, it was a beautiful, beautiful interview. Marine Le Pen, I had never heard her talk before. This woman is extraordinary.
No, she certainly is. Joe, was this, what language was the interview in, and who was doing the interviewing?
Nigel Farage was interviewing her through an interpreter. So he would ask the question, and then obviously there was, but they went right to this woman who was interpreting for her. But you heard Marine Le Pen speaking, but the, obviously another woman, a translator, was doing the speaking. But you got to hear Marine Le Pen's voice, and she was very passionate, very emotional. But I'm telling you, James, when you hear this, towards the end of the interview, you are going to have tears in your eyes because she's one of us. She is one of us. You will be amazed. You'll be amazed at this interview. It's an incredible 40 minutes. She takes her inspiration from Donald Trump. She admits that she's copying his technique. Thinks he's a great man. He thinks the United States has elected a great leader. And she wants to follow in his footsteps and make France great again. So now, I don't want to steal all the thunder of the interview, but it's just a look. If you have no time whatsoever, go into the last 8 minutes. That's her emotional plea for the saving of France, Europe, and our race and ethnicity of people. It's everything you guys talk about on the radio. It's a great interview. I just wanted to pass that on.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you, Joe.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Joe. We will definitely find that interview and play parts of it, of the 40 minutes. That's incredible. Two of our heroes, Nigel Farage interviewing Marine Le Pen. That is just absolutely beautiful. And, of course, Marine Le Pen from the same France that Jean Raspail lives in now. Jean Raspail is alive today, and his book published back in the 70s, I believe, Camp of the Saints. It's one of the classics of race realism. And in it, this very prophetic Jean Raspail, spelled R-A-S-P-A-I-L, he sets it in a novel format, a futuristic dystopian novel about a France overrun by armies and armies of Muslims and Asians streaming into France from every direction, landing on the beaches of the Mediterranean and overwhelming France. And how he was able to so clearly foresee what's actually happening, it's astonishing, but it's all coming true. What was a futuristic dystopian novel in the 1970s is now the daily front page, Paul.
Yes, and it came out in 1973, James, and it's an amazingly prophetic novel, particularly the reaction. These were boat people, and in his novel, it was kind of a weird religious movement that developed in India around some sort of crazy leader, and they decided they simply wanted to go to Europe. The life wasn't too good in India. And the Europeans know, or the French know, they're coming. The boats stream into the Mediterranean. Well, what to do? What to do? There are nationalists who say, keep them out. But then there's the New World Order people. Oh, no, everybody's our brother. Then there are some dotty Christians, and some priest goes running down to the beach and embraces them. They're our brother, my brothers, and so on. Some weeks later, the priest goes back, and he's trying to minister to them and all, and they hack him to death. And it's so prophetic. Much of the what's so prophetic is the ineptitude of our leaders, and we see that and see it in Europe. There are very few leaders elected, perhaps with the exception of Viktor Orban in Hungary, who get it that we're being invaded. We've got to stop it. He built a wall. The Republican and Democratic leadership in the United States, the liberal and conservative leadership, the socialist leadership in Canada, the same thing. They don't get it. They either actively welcome it or, I don't know what to do. I mean, if we oppose it, we're racist. Beautiful. The beautiful novel.
And here it is. Here's one who does get it. Geert Wilders, here's this incredible statement from Geert Wilders that I wanted to bring to you. Not in Dutch. It's in English. Here he is. He's standing looking right at us. He entitles this, I have a message for the people of Turkey. Listen closely. You won't believe what you're about to hear. This is a man who finished second today in the Dutch elections for a leader of the Netherlands. Let me restart it here. Sorry. Here we go.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
Very good. Wow.
Yeah. Now, let me, folks, I don't mean to be repetitious. You've got to hear it the second time. I played it about 20 times for myself. Listen again, especially to the sentence after, well, forget it. Sounds like he's from New Jersey. Forget about it. Listen to the sentence after, well, forget it. Start this over again. He says it all in 60 seconds.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
Paul, I mean, you know, did we both die and go to heaven?
Well, we didn't win the election, so we got a lot of work to do. I love the Geert Wilders of the world to make the rules. It's a slow, slogging fight.
Well, yeah, he came in second. He beat other biggies, and he became a biggie. His party has been a small change until now, and he's now number two in the Netherlands. So, and he's calling it a victory, and I agree. Nobody was really thinking he would actually win.
He picked up four seats. It's a 150-seat parliament. The present government was reduced in seats to 31. There'll have to be a coalition. There always is. So, I think Geert Wilders. I was doing this on my own show just before before we started here on the Trump phenomenon. And the most recent results are 3 hours old, and they come from England, the Daily Telegraph, and they're based on exit polls. So this is the
It's not final. That's true. It's not finalized. We got a little break here. We'll come back. We'll catch up on all this tremendous news today. Stay tuned.
Mixtures Bridge. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. We've got a caller coming up next from actually my native state, so to speak. Both my parents are from Nebraska, and Haas is with us from Nebraska. Haas, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I had a question. Well, I'm 26 years old, and I get on Facebook a lot, and I see a lot of my friends saying that, you know, they like Obamacare and everything, but I want to know why the federal government needs to be involved in health insurance or even in the personal lives of American citizens, and why Trump doesn't just end it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul, if you'd like to comment from the point of view of Ann Coulter, who in her column answering your question, Haas, she said America has solved every problem: food, housing, clothing, transportation, education. We've solved everything. Public utilities. We've solved it all with freedom. Why should medicine be the one exception? Why do the rules have to change for medicine? Why does that have to be a government program. We can solve everything with classic American freedom. Paul, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, our experience with Medicare is that the system is constantly overtaxed by largely because of immigration, and it very much depends where you live how good the service is. So it's not really something to be held forth as a great success. That would be my take on it.
Yes, and you know, I think Ann Coulter's got it, Haas, is that we've solved problems much bigger than, you know, more complex and bigger. There's nothing. Our system works wonderfully. I mean, I can tell you agree with that. So, yes, the idea of having the government, you know, the most ridiculous part of Obamacare is that you are ordered. I couldn't believe this when this came out, and how the Republicans, you know, the Paul Ryan Republicans let this pass. It couldn't have passed without they were the majority in the House and the Senate. So when Obama came up with a bill that mandates that every citizen has to buy government approved health insurance or pay for government health insurance, and if they don't, they get big fines. This is mind boggling. This would happen in America. And you know what? A lot of Americans didn't find out about this till they were doing their taxes the following year, and they saw the line there, and then they read up on it and they realized, hey, I'm going to have to pay a couple $1,000 simply because I didn't want any health care, I didn't want to pay for any health care, I don't have any health problems. Now I got to pay a fine. Go ahead.
Right, but I don't understand why like Trump doesn't just do an executive order. That's not my favorite thing that he could do, but just end it. I understand that there's people that need health insurance, but nowhere in the Constitution or do you even have the right, you know, to insurance. I mean, if you can show me the wording for that, then I'll believe it, but it's not in there.
Well, it's in the very same clause of the Constitution that you find a woman's right to an abortion. It's in that same clause.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Show me that one, too, if you can.
It's also the same clause in the Constitution that mandates that the government sanction gay marriage. Same clause.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not even the state's job to provide health insurance, so it can't even be a state thing. It should be a private entity to improve, you know, to have competition, so it's cheaper that way. I mean, that's basic economics. I mean, I'm only 26 years old, and I understand that, so I don't know why the federal government, I mean, I understand money, to make money, but.
Yeah, and I apologize for being, you know, sarcastic and probably a little obtuse with my references there. But, of course, there's no mention in the Constitution. Yeah, there's no mention in the Constitution of any of these things. The point being that activist judges, they don't really give a fig for the Constitution. They just do as they will.
If an act's unconstitutional, you don't have to follow it, so.
Yeah, hang on, Haas, to the other side of the break, if you will, and then we'll have Gaither from Oklahoma. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Welcome back, folks. Hate to cut Merle Haggard short there.
What I hate.
But Merle Haggard sure would be happy with what's happened today. I got another, I keep talking about logs on the fire. I got another great log to throw on the fire here. And I don't want to keep Haas waiting any longer. Haas, what part of Nebraska are you in?
I live in Northeast, so Northport.
Oh, okay.
Northport, the, Nebraska.
My family comes from Hastings and Lincoln.
Okay.
And so... I hope you call in a lot more in the future, Haas, and really appreciate the call.
I'd just like to say something that I'm a Haas, veteran, so I'm use the VA.
Oh. Yeah? Go ahead.
I'm a veteran, so I use the VA, and that's government health care, you know, right there. And I don't understand why people didn't ask veterans what they think of government health care when it barely works for us. So how do you think it's going to work for the masses?
Well,
that would be
Donald Trump,
my last thing I'd like to say.
One of Donald Trump's highest priorities is to make sure that the veterans' health care is greatly improved. And you can bet on it. He will deliver on that, Haas. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope so.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you again soon. Thank you, sir. Okay, folks, we're going to now I've got another tremendous news. Donald Trump was in Nashville today visiting the Hermitage, the home of Andrew Jackson, a great nationalist president. And he had a huge crowd. If anybody out there in the audience knows how big the crowd is, please call us. I mean, it's a humongous crowd in Nashville. Listen to them. They're going wild. listen to Donald Trump here today in Nashville. So much happening, we can't keep track of it. Here he is.
To be here in Nashville, Tennessee, the home.
We're going berserk.
Of country music, Southern hospitality, and the great President Andrew Jackson. I just came from a tour of Andrew Jackson's home to mark the 250th anniversary of his birth. Jackson's life was devoted to one of very crucial principle. He understood that real leadership means putting America first. Before becoming president, Andrew Jackson served your state in the House of Representatives and in the United States Senate, and he also served as commander of the Tennessee Militia. Tough cookies. So let's begin tonight by thanking all of the incredible men and women of the United States military and all of our wonderful veterans, the veterans.
Including you, Hoss. I hate to turn this down. That is a huge crowd, and they're going wild. All of this happening today. And my gosh, let's go with that. Let's move a little south here, move through Kansas and head on into Oklahoma. Gaither, you're on the air.
I'm not trying to pop your Trump bubble. I mean, that was a great speech. But I'm going back to the Muslim deal. With a real funny story, it's a white boy story. I was in a big box store with my grandson. He's sitting in the cart. He's 5 years old. And two of the Muslim women walk up in line behind us. They got their GB jammies on, or whatever you call it, super hoodies, or whatever you call their outfit. And my grandson looks up, and I knew something was up because he did. You know, you got that look in his face, and I knew something. He's gonna say something. He looks up. He goes, "You feeling ugly today?" And I couldn't stop laughing. And then the lady behind the counter, she's got the rainbow hair and the nose, a bone in her nose. She goes, young man, don't you judge other people. And he goes, "I wasn't judging, I was asking." And I couldn't stop laughing, and she wouldn't serve me, and we had to leave. So,
oh my goodness.
Even in a 5-year-old's eyes, they can't figure out why in the hell these people do this, you know? So anyway, that's just a little bit of humor. All right, I'll let you
know. Oh, Gaither, we have the same thing here. And I have a 5-year-old, and I've had some great comments from him. My son is 5, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Boy, from the mouths of babes. Go ahead, Gaither.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thank you, and look forward to your next call, Gaither. And now we've got a Canadian caller. Pleased to have you on the air, Ramsey in Canada, in Ontario, I believe.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind, Ramsey?
See, sir, I just want to comment on what Geert Wilders said. See, sir, I totally understand his point of view on Turkey, and I agree that... A country like Turkey should not enter the European Union. These people have a different culture, heritage, and tradition, and so on. And also, they have a very high birth rate. But see, sir,
yes, it's
said
triple ours. Go ahead.
Yes. But he said the thing is, Geert Wilders said that the Turks are like. Are incompatible because of Islam. You see, sir, I don't think Islam is the main issue. I think the problem is the culture. Now, see, there are Muslims who are extremists and fundamentalists who want religious law and all that and they don't go up and they don't abide with the civil law of the country and all that. Like, but see, sir, but like if you look at the record. Most of the problem is the culture. Like, like even the secular Muslims or moderate Muslims, they would not plan because of the culture. Because and see, so and also if you look at countries in Africa and South America, like in the past, like maybe in the 60s and 70s, they were all dictatorships, just like Turkey, and they had the human rights violations and killing people and all that. And see, so all these countries were Christian countries, like they were mainly Catholic in South America. Well, it's completely absurd if a person makes an argument, oh, these countries are bad because they're Catholic. No, these countries were bad because they were bad people.
Well, okay, Ramsey, I guess you enjoyed those comments from Geert Wilders. I mean, that was an amazing statement when he said, I wrote it down. I can't believe my ears heard this. He said to the invaders coming in from North Africa and, Iraq and Syria and Turkey. Well, he was addressing the Turks in this particular case. To the Turks, he said, this was a message to the Turks. He said, you are no Europeans.
Not welcome here.
You are no Europeans. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
I think Geert Wilders put it just about as well and as powerfully as I've ever heard it. They're not us. This is not one big humanity. Muslims, particularly the Turks, have invaded Europe repeatedly. Good fences make good neighbors. And I'm not sure if... I don't think Geert Wilders mentioned this, but just this week in the brouhaha going on between Turkey and Holland and Turkey and Germany, because both governments have restricted Turkish cabinet ministers campaigning in their countries for a referendum that's going to go on in Turkey. President Erdogan threatened that he'd take down the barriers and just allow a complete invasion of Europe. Those are warlike words, and that's why we've got to take border security seriously. You know, put the troops there. That's what they're there for.
How about a massive naval blockade of Istanbul?
Yeah.
And a no-fly zone over all of Turkey.
I totally agree. Like, yeah, these people, like I said, like they have a different culture. They have a very high birth rate. You said it's three times fold. If I'm correct. And they go there and they build their own. And actually, so I've been to Holland. I went to Amsterdam and Rotterdam, and they have like, and the Dutch people, they have like places that they like they have the cheese places, like cheese is a big thing there, and then you have the Turkish places, which are like a completely different environment. So yeah, like it's like two different worlds. But see, sir, my issue is that when Wilders said, "Oh, these people are bad, or these people are like that, or whatever, because of Islam," that's not accurate to say. Like, these people are like that because of the culture.
Ramsey, it's all of a piece. Okay? There is race, it is religion.
James, your volume is way down, mate.
Sorry, Ramsey, I apologize. Ramsey, it's all of a piece. It's who they are. It's the culture, it's the race, it's the religion.
I disagree. It is Islam, and we can argue about it on a Sunday, maybe.
Right, but Ramsey, the fundamental thing is just as Paul said, as Jared Taylor said, only we can be us, and they're not. Paul's right. It's never been more forcefully or succinctly or powerfully said. You are no Europeans. Four words.
40 million Christian Europeans tried to go to Turkey. Yeah. There would be 40 million dead Europeans washing up on the shore.
I agree with you. I'm not saying the European. Yeah, they're not. I agree with you. I'm not saying that they belong there.
Well, that's the problem. And he's not trying to. Yeah, but Ramsey, he's not trying to split hairs and figure out, well, what part of who they are is the problem. In other words, it wouldn't matter if they're from Cambodia, they're from China, They're from India. They're Sikhs. They're Hindus. They're Muslims. They're from Nigeria or Guinea or Ghana. Or they're not Europeans. Black, brown, yellow, red. Yeah. So that's in other words. And here's what he's doing, Ramsey. That's so very powerful. And so I don't want us to split hairs with him, because he's saying it powerfully and succinctly. Four words: you are no Europeans. And that's what we need. This is what Trump did. It's a powerful, short, clear message. And I dare say, this is amazing, and this is what we needed. George and Paul were referring to it earlier. We need people who can back up Trump, who can lead him, put him, not make him all alone. Geert Wilders said it even more powerfully than Donald John Trump. And that's exactly what we need. And if Donald Trump scared the left, wow, Geert Wilders has them terrified. But go ahead, Ramsey.
You see, sir, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying that, you see, sir, just like you said, like, regardless of where they come from, if they're not European, they can't come in. If they're Turks or Cambodians, they're Vietnamese, they're from the Congo, they're from Somalia. Yeah, like, it's exactly what you said. But see, sir, I'm just saying, like, people like him have to emphasize more on the culture.
Well, all right. There'll be other speakers with other emphases. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, I can't gainsay Geert Wilders. I've never heard it said more powerfully. Ramsey, very happy to have you listening in from Ontario there. And very glad that you got a chance to hear really the most active speaker we've got, Paul Fromm, out there in California. I've got some more calls to get to, so with your permission, Ramsey, I'm going to go to Mike in Maryland, followed by Alan in South Carolina. But first, folks, I want to play another little clip from Donald Trump today. I know this is surfeit of riches. There's so much going on. This is Donald Trump today in front of an army of people who are going wild in Nashville, Tennessee. He was there to visit the home of President Andrew Jackson, but even more importantly, to visit the people, a people's president like Andrew Jackson. He was visiting the people of America. Here he is talking today in Nashville, Tennessee, to a wildly enthusiastic crowd. And right here, he's talking about the idiot judge, the latest judge to try to engage in judicial activism and contradict his presidential order, as if a judge has any power to do so. Here he is.
You don't think this was done by a judge for political reasons, do you? No. This ruling makes us look weak, which, by the way, we no longer are, believe me. Just look at our borders. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Yeehaw.
We're going to win. We're going to keep our citizens safe. And regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe. Believe me. Even liberal Democratic lawyer Alan Dershowitz, good lawyer, just said that we would win this case before the Supreme Court of the United States.
Nice.
Remember this, I wasn't thrilled. But the lawyers all said, oh, let's tailor it. This is a watered-down version of the first one. This is a watered-down version. And let me tell you something. I think we ought to go back to the first one and go all the way, which is what I wanted to do in the first one.
Oh, I love it.
The danger is clear. The law is clear. The need for my executive order is clear. I was elected to change our broken and dangerous system and thinking in government that has weakened and endangered our country and left our people defenseless.
Wow, powerful.
And I will not stop fighting for the safety of you and your families, believe me. Not today, not ever. We're going to win it. We're going to win it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, Paul, I tell you, I think I'm in heaven. Sure. Gee whiz, that folks, let's go to, we got Mike in Maryland on the line. Mike, what we lost Mike. Mike, if you could call back in, I think we can squeeze you into the show. We got one more break and then one more segment. Let's get a quick comment in from Alan in South Carolina. Alan, you're on the air.
Well, James, not so quick.
Got to be, because
really,
we're out of time.
I'll try to cut it down. Only the first thing to start off, it seems like maybe the sick man of Europe is sick again. Maybe he was never really well.
Maybe he was never part of Europe.
Exactly. I just got through reading about the Seljuk Turks and all that garbage. But, hey, last night,
Alan, hang on. We'll get you right after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired.
We're back, folks, in our last segment. And Alan, pardon me for cutting you so short, but if you can give the folks out there in the audience just a brief idea. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. The first reason I called is because, James, I treated you like a stepchild last night when you said that John in Wisconsin's question where whites fit into the Bible was not simple. Boy, they really piled on you.
No, they didn't. It was just one other. Support. No, just Well, thank you, Alan. Just one other caller who was thinking we ought to shift the topic of the show. But it's a short show. It's 1 hour. And look at tonight, man, we've been all over the place. The Dutch, Trump in Nashville, Lou Dobbs, it's going all over the place. So it's very hard to contain it all in the middle. You know, so if somebody called up and said they wanted to talk about some other topic, wouldn't matter, Bible or otherwise, we wouldn't have room to fit it in. By the way, speaking of Turkey and Christianity, just during the last break there, all of the first seven ecumenical councils, which are recognized by both the Western and Eastern churches of Christianity, were held in present-day Turkey. Of these, the Nicene Creed, declared with the First Council of Nicaea in 325, is of utmost importance and has proved the essential definition of present-day Christianity. Turkey is today 99% Muslim. It was conquered violently, and the last step of that conquest was the fall of Constantinople, renamed by the Turks Istanbul. What an unattractive name. And but very interesting fact there, a little bit of Bible lore. Go ahead. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, just to emphasize that it was not a simple question, I sat back in the privacy of my own living room here. It took me a good 15 minutes to come up with an answer. Then it wasn't simple. Maybe a four or five points.
Well, we're not going to be able to fit them in, Alan. So I appreciate your support, and I apologize to you again for the shortness of our time. But here we are. We're going to come right up against our farewell. I just want to say thank you to you, Alan. Thank you, Paul and George. Please keep in mind the sponsor of this show, the American Freedom Party, which you can find at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And of course, we appeal to you for your support, membership, financial support. This show relies on you. Well, it actually relies on me to pay the bills, but I could use your help. So if you want to help, send a contribution to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And if a number of you would get into just a regular, you know, practice of sending a few bucks now and then, it would really make it easier for me. I'm going to keep this show running for the next 8 years, all the way through the Trump presidency. And thank you very much. The calls, you can call me at any time at 701-317-5317. I talk to Alan all the time off the air, and I really welcome all the calls that I get. Thank you all. We'll have that final vote tomorrow night, Paul, and not exit polls from the Netherlands. And we'll see you all again tomorrow night. So long.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.